With a federal election around the corner, the major parties are in a race to see who can produce the toughest response to the Banking Royal Commission. Today, the opposition leader Bill Shorten pledged a $640 million fairness fund to help consumers struggling with debt and victims of misconduct in the financial services sector. Labor plans to double the numbers of financial counsellors from 500 to 1,000 and quadruple the compensation limit for victims of misconduct to a maximum of $2 million. For more, I'm joined by Labor Senator Jenny McAllister, who was with the opposition leader Bill Shorten today. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Patricia.
So this proposal will raise around $160 million a year from the banks. How will Labor ensure those costs aren't passed on to consumers or just recovered in another part of the bank's operations?
We expect the banks to pay for the harms that inevitably arise from the financial services system, and we would be very disappointed if they passed this through to consumers. I think Australians would be too. I think Australians have been shocked by what they've seen in the Banking Royal Commission, and they are looking now to the banks to take up the responsibilities for fixing all of this up and creating a financial services sector that actually works for everybody.
Okay, you'd be disappointed, but you can't stop them, can you?
I think that there'll be a lot of scrutiny on the banks in the coming years. In fact, Labor's proposal is that the banks will be required to develop an implementation plan about how they're going to implement Commissioner Haynes' recommendations. They'll be appearing regularly before parliamentary committees to explain how they're going implementing it. I think parliamentarians and the general community will take a dim view if there is any evidence at all that the banks are passing through these costs.
All the major banks,
$30 billion in profit a year, they can put aside $160 million for this task.
All the major banks will pay this, even though some have a worse track record than others. Will all banks pay the same amount?
Our principle is that you ought to pay relative to your level of market capitalisation. So this is a levy that will apply to all of the banks listed on the ASX 100, and it'll be relative to their market capitalisation. We'll work through the specific details of that with the industry, but that's the principle that we're working on.
Under Labor's proposed compensation scheme, victims could claim a maximum $2 million. This is significantly more than victims of child sexual abuse can claim under that compensation scheme. Why do victims of financial misconduct deserve more?
Our scheme asks the banks to recompense people who've suffered under their regime and at their hands. Now, banks are in a position to make these payments, and there ought to be very serious disincentives for them to continue to inflict harm on others. If a person goes through, we heard through the Royal Commission, people going through enormous hardship, not just a bit of haggling every now and then on the telephone, terrible hardship as a consequence of their dispute with financial institutions. Marriage breakups, homelessness, ill health.
Sure. Dreadful. But with respect, you haven't actually addressed my question, which is about the comparable amount with the victims of child sexual abuse. That's the question. Is it fair?
The banks can afford to pay this, and they ought to.
So you have it, the comparison with how much victims can get if they are victims of child sexual abuse, they can claim significantly less.
We're working very hard, and we're not in charge, of course, of the government's redress scheme for victims of child sexual abuse. We're working hard to put pressure on the government to stand that up properly and get that running. But in relation to the banks, we think they can afford it, and we think it's reasonable that they do provide compensation to victims.
The Australian Financial Complaints Body will administer the compensation scheme. How will compensation be determined, and how much weight should be given to the emotional or the psychological damage people have suffered?
These will be determined with reference, I think, to all of those things that you mentioned, and indeed to the level of transgression and wrongdoing by the bank at the time. But these are details to be worked through with AFCA, the new body, and the Labor Party is absolutely determined to see that victims are compensated when they've experienced harm at the hands of banks.
And Labor has also proposed a second financial complaints body to revisit old claims where the victim believes the outcome was unfair. This is an idea rejected by the Royal Commission and the Ramsay Review. Why should cases that have been already settled be revisited?
I think much of the evidence in the before the Commission did suggest that at times the bodies that preceded AFCA didn't always get it right. There's a long history of banks doing the wrong thing, and we think that these matters ought to be considered again.
So, as I said, though, this idea was rejected by the Royal Commission.
I'm not sure that it was rejected, Patricia. It's an idea that we think has merit, and we said very clearly when the Hayne made his recommendations that we would adopt them, and indeed we would go further. And these are one of the areas where we seek to go further.
Okay. Under your proposal, the financial institution involved would have to agree before an already settled case could be reopened. How realistic is that?
Well, again, this is up to the banks. I think the banks know that there's been very serious misconduct and that they have a lot of work to do to regain the trust of the Australian public. We would expect banks to be working collaboratively and cooperatively to remedy the harms that have been exposed through the Royal Commission and put things right with the community. And I think that we will see banks looking to do exactly that in the coming months.
In terms of this kind of new architecture you're building, why not use the Australian Financial Complaints Body to review these cases? Why does it need a separate body and all the associated costs that come with that?
I think on some of the more detailed questions of implementation, you might have to talk to Claire O'Neill, who's our spokesperson on that question. But I think the principle is this. If someone did not receive a fair outcome last time, and there are numerous examples of this, there ought to be an opportunity for them to have their case heard again.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
That's New South Wales Labor Senator Jenny McAllister. She was part of forming this policy response and was with Bill Shorten today when they made the announcement. That's an announcement, just to remind you, $640 million in a fairness fund to help consumers struggling with debt and victims of misconduct in the financial services sector. Also part of this broader plan is to double the number of financial counsellors from 500 to 1,000.